Workers are fighting back, but Tuck lobbyist missed opportunity. Paula Mitchell, Socialist Party Executive Committee. Well over 1.5 million workers are currently engaged in strike action or are balloting. A movement is building that could drive the crisis-ridden Tories out and fight to end the cost of living crisis. In the midst of this strike wave, on the 2nd of November, the Trades Union Congress, TUC, the leading body of all the trade unions, organized a lobby of parliament and a rally, under the banner General Election Now. The Socialist Party, along with the National Shop Stewards Network, had campaigned for this to be a mass midweek Tories out demonstration. The trade unions have gained enormous authority as an organized expression of anger at the government and the heavy price it is inflicting on working class and middle class people, and with the potential power to change the situation. The 2nd of November could have been an important step in building that fight. Unfortunately, this opportunity was missed, with low-key lobbying of MPs by groups of trade unionists and an evening rally. To its credit, the Rail Union RMT additionally organized a lunchtime protest against the threat of new anti-trade union laws. In the rally, trade union leaders laid out the appalling situation facing working class people. They pledged a fight, but unfortunately mostly only in general terms. Paul Nalak, incoming TUC General Secretary, for example, rightly said we should not just demand better, but fight for better. Outgoing General Secretary Francis O'Grady said, we will fight for our class. But they made no clear intention to coordinate strike action to win better. While Mark Sawatka, of Civil Service Union PCS, said that they would talk to other unions to coordinate strike dates, none of the leaders concretely responded to the call from a teacher who said, people want a general strike. Calls were made for a general election, and for a government that will invest in public services, build homes for all, bring in a £15 an hour minimum wage and tax the rich. Speaking on behalf of Unite General Secretary Sharon Graham, Unite National Lead Officer Oney Kassab called for the democratic nationalisation of public services, with no compensation to the wealthy shareholders. Only a handful of the speakers even hinted that Sir Keir Starmer's New Labour Party doesn't agree with that programme. Joe Grady of the University and College Union warned Labour against tough decisions. Mick Lynch of the RMT and Matt Rack of the Fire Brigades Union both demanded of Labour politicians that they stand with workers, responding to the sacking of Shadow Minister Sam Tarry, after he did precisely that. Oney Kassab spelt out the role of the Labour Council in Coventry against its own BIN workers, spending £4 million of council taxpayers' money on a strike-breaking operation, and victimising union rep Pete Randall. He said the politicians have been asked which side are you on, and the answer has come back, it's not ours. Our fight is in our hands. Mick Lynch went on to say, there are no neutrals in these struggles. Every politician that we put in there as the organized working class has got to identify with the needs of the working people, so we can have a general election. But when we get a party that is supposed to represent the organized working class and the poor people of this country, they've got to commit to a program in favor of working people, without any reservations whatsoever. The Socialist Party argues that one of the best ways to apply that pressure is for trade unionists and socialists to stand as candidates, so that a Starmer government is forced to look over its left shoulder. Trade union leaders like Mick, who draw these conclusions about Starmer's Labour, should take the necessary steps to form a new party that does precisely commit to a program in favor of working people. Taking up Francis O'Grady's response to anti-trade union laws, see you in court, Oney Kassab declared, never mind see you in court, see you on the picket line. Mick Lynch similarly took up that point, saying that we cannot rely on the ruling class to do us a favor. Our emancipation is in our hands. Every worker out, everyone in solidarity, and let's change this society for the better. Unfortunately, the mild lobby of parliament did not match up to the fight that is necessary. Throughout the day, Socialist Party members discussed with workers attending, and gave out leaflets that put a clear way forward, Tories out, coordinate strike action, for a new workers' party. Socialist students members also gathered to support and link up with trade unionists.